Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple reportedly has new form factors in store for the MacBook Air and the entry-level iPad for next year. According to a new report from Display Supply Chain Consultants, Apple is planning a 15-inch MacBook Air that could be released as soon as next year. This claim was made in Display Supply Chain Consultants' in-depth quarterly advanced IT display shipment and technology report. This report is only available to members of the industry, but analyst Ross Young at DSCC shared some of the Apple tidbits with 9 to 5 Mac. According to DSCC, this new variant of the MacBook Air will feature a screen size of somewhere between 15 inches and 16 inches. Apple is also reportedly planning to increase the screen size of the 13.3-inch MacBook Air to something that is, quote, slightly larger but still between 13 inches and 14 inches. This change could be made simply by reducing the size of the bezels around the MacBook Air display, allowing Apple to fit more screen real estate and the same overall physical design. Finally, DSCC also says Apple is planning a slightly larger screen for the entry-level iPad. The current entry-level iPad features a 10.2-inch display, and we're only expecting to see a slightly larger display once this change is made next year. Of course, the real piece of news here is that Apple is planning a 15-inch MacBook Air that could be released as soon as next year. Notably, this isn't the first time we've heard that Apple has considered the idea of a larger MacBook Air. Internal emails revealed as part of the Epic versus Apple lawsuit also indicated that Apple considered a 15-inch MacBook Air way back in 2008. Instead, the company opted to make the now discontinued 11-inch MacBook Air. We're still waiting on more details, but amid the ongoing Apple Silicon transition, it certainly makes sense for new form factors to emerge for Apple's most popular MacBook. In other news today, Apple has finally announced that it has launched support for digital IDs in Apple Wallet, with the first state rolling out the feature being Arizona. This means that Arizona residents can officially add their driver's license or state ID to the Wallet app on their iPhone and Apple Watch. As it stands today, Apple Watch and iPhone support for digital IDs can be used at select TSA security checkpoints in Phoenix's Sky Harbor International Airport. So the current implementation and acceptance of this new format is somewhat limited. Once set up, users can present their driver's license or state ID to the TSA by simply tapping their iPhone or Apple Watch at the identity reader. Users will be shown which information is requested by the TSA and can consent to providing that information with Face ID or Touch ID without having to show their actual ID to the TSA agent. Looking to the future, Apple says that states including Colorado, Hawaii, Mississippi, Ohio, and the territory of Puerto Rico are all committed to adopting support for digital IDs and Wallet. We're also expecting additional functionality to come to this feature outside of TSA authentication. And finally, as far as security and privacy, Apple says that digital IDs in the Wallet app take full advantage of the privacy and security built into iPhone and Apple Watch. During the setup process for digital IDs in Apple Wallet, users will be asked to take a selfie and to scan the back and front of their driver's license or state ID card. Ultimately, each state is responsible for verifying and approving the user request. Because of this work that has to be done between Apple and state governments, we expect the rollout of digital IDs in Wallet to be a slow one, but in the meantime, it's cool to see that the feature is now available, even if it's only available in Arizona. Rounding out today, Apple has made an acquisition that could pave the way for Apple Card and other financial services to come to the United Kingdom. Apple has reportedly acquired a UK startup that takes a new approach to assessing the credit worthiness of finance applicants. The startup is called Credit Kudos, and it helps lenders make better decisions when it comes to approvals and denials for new applicants for things like credit cards and loans. The deal is said to have closed earlier this week, and Credit Kudos has already updated its website to indicate it's a subsidiary of Apple. But of course, Apple itself hasn't actually commented on this acquisition. The idea is that Credit Kudos offers a better approach to credit checking than conventional agencies, making for faster approvals or denials, as well as less risk and increased acceptance rates. Ideally, this acquisition means that Apple Card and other Apple financial services can come to the UK. Currently, Apple Card is only available in the United States, where the company works with Goldman Sachs on the finance side of things. But again, Apple has not actually provided any sort of roadmap for when Apple Card will launch outside of the US. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.